coming in with Evan Preston's music, our producer behind the scenes. The call number is always open at 844-967-2789, and we're going to get back into our conversation surrounding education and kind of Madison, specifically Madison West, with Colette and Tony Zappia. Starting off, we kind of discussed the different classes and the different learning styles that students are, how they really kind of work towards students having more autonomy in the classroom. How would you say kind of the different teachers within Madison West kind of communicate with each other to kind of create a curriculum that allows students to kind of have more of an interdisciplinary courses?
Yeah, I think we're obviously fortunate in social studies because it lends to specifically that. And, in a school as big as West, you have 2,250 kids. You have over 250 adults in that building, too. So it's difficult to get everyone together. So that doesn't happen. And we should do more interdisciplinary. Again, logistically, it's just extremely difficult. And you guys both have been in that building. It's as cramped as can be. But as far as the department goes, wonderfully, as we work together, again, as we prioritize, again, making sure that our curriculum represents the kids that we teach. That's, again, one of the things that I've learned a lot coming from my other school. What you teach and how you teach needs to be look like the kids in your classroom. That's the one way that they're going to be able to be able to adapt to that and be able to identify themselves in that.
Colette, how have you kind of seen like that in your classes, kind of like overlap of curriculum and kind of more strategically planned out?
I mean, personally, I haven't seen that much. It's definitely all over the place, not like in a bad way, just there's not too much communication. I'll be learning about one thing at the beginning of the year and it'll come up in another class at the end of the year. So it's not necessarily all lined up. Sometimes it might be, depending on what department you're in, but that's just what I've seen.
Yeah. Would you want to kind of see like a change in that? Or
I mean, personally, for me, if you do have everything lined up, if it like depending on what curriculum is, if it's like if you pair the sciences and the math and the English and the history, if you do that, I feel like it could help some people learn better if it's going along like a certain time period or something.
Yeah,
So it just all flows together.
I think as a student, I probably see that more in kind of the social studies department, because that's the department that I work with the most for this class, and seeing kind of how we read the same material in different classes, but looking at it from different lenses is really interesting.
And also, social studies and English classes lend itself more to interdisciplinary, right? As I said before, if we're doing World War One, the Russian Revolution, they should be reading Animal Farm. And we could do a better job of aligning those things up. And math and science could do the same. And again, that way it doesn't have to, like, all of a sudden come back 3 months later, wait a second, I think I learned this before. It should have some flow. It should make some sense.
Yeah. And also, I think this also might just be me, but I don't really know when, the time period. I really just don't know the general history of when things happened or when things have happened, like what came first and what didn't. So I think, I don't know,
especially when there's that like disconnect in especially like the English and the social studies, because you'll think that something goes together, but it actually has nothing to do with each other in the time period.
Or it's like you learned about something that happened in the 20s and you think that it happened in the 40s because you just don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It's fair enough. I mean, when you read books like A Raisin in the Sun, and if you can't place that historically, that's on us, right? When you're reading something like The Great Gatsby and you can't place the time era and understand what social, economically, things that are going on in this country, that's on us, right? So already, if you're given a book and saying, no, this time frame is, takes place in the 1960s, you should have a pretty good time frame of what's going on at that time before you even open that book.
Yeah, I definitely see the overlap of certain readings, especially those that are, what you would consider like more classic books, such as I guess Braiding Sweetgrass isn't a classic book quite yet. Where do you think that kind of stems from?
One more time.
What do you think the kind of you know, being interdisciplinary or not being interdisciplinary stems from? Would that be kind of the teachers in general, or just like the schools?
I mean, to do that, you'd have to get all the freshman English teachers, all the freshman history teachers, English and history teachers together. Mm-hmm. You'd have to sit down and plan the whole curriculum out, how you're teaching it. You'd have to have social studies English teachers willing to almost teach, you know, across like each other's classes in a way. I mean, again, logistically, time-wise, it's very, very difficult to do. Yeah, that's really why it hasn't been done. And mm-hmm. English is very, we're very protective about what we teach. English is very protective about what we teach and how they teach. And so, yeah. You know, we'd have to really have the time mm-hmm. to plan it out and be willing to give up some of the things that we hold near and dear. And English would have to be able to give that up too. Mm-hmm. So those things have not happened yet.
Yeah, and that makes sense too for the different disciplines. Sorry, I thought you were gonna say I guess just in general, like being a student, but also like what engages you as a student, would you say, Colette?
I mean, going back to Mr. Zappia's class, mm-hmm. getting like the ability to choose what I'm going to learn, like that's not going to be an option in every single class. Like if you're going to learn math, you have to learn it like a certain way at a certain time. Mm-hmm. But like, especially for like the social issues class, being able to go through different topics, what we were really interested in versus you just like forcing stuff on us. So just having the teacher like teach for the students, not at them, mm-hmm. That really helps me engage more in the classroom.
Yeah. What would you say the role of like a class and like the content being like applicable to your like everyday life is, like the significance?
I think it's really important, to, especially if you're going to pick it up faster, like mm-hmm. if you can apply it to your everyday life, then you're going to be able to learn it better and pick it up better and remember it mm-hmm. because you're doing it in your everyday life.
Yeah. I guess just a question in general, like why were you interested in teaching? Because I think you have like an interesting story to like your
pathway. I wasn't interested in teaching. I was interested in a young woman actually who got me interested in teaching. It's a lot of laughing because I tell this story, but it is one of those things that, long story short, I met a person. She was a teacher. I started looking at her lifestyle. They said they needed a soccer coach at her high school. I went the first day and 85 kids showed up to practice. I ended that day and I signed up for teaching school the next. I can't say it. I don't know what it was that kind of stuck with me, but I just knew after that first practice I was in the right place.
Yeah, for sure.
In a nutshell, sorry.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get back into this after this break. Thank you very much to both of you.